Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Gimel. And today is a very big day in Zichru land because we've completed now the 12-day challenge for completing the first parak of Maseches Brachos Ma'emasai. And I want to congratulate all those who participated in the challenge. Great start to the new Machzor of Daf Yomi. And it's been wonderful hearing and reading about your successes. And thank you for letting me know how it's going. Barry and I are very grateful for everybody who joined the challenge for something very new, very different, and very exciting, and hopefully very rewarding. Certainly the way we feel about what's been happening here. All right, so now we're going to focus on the 3 points of the daf. The first point is one should not call Avraham by the name Avram. Bar Kapar teaches that one who does would be transgressing a mitzvah's aseh, a positive commandment, whereas Rebbe Eliezer says he transgresses a mitzvah's los aseh. So one should not call Avraham by the name Avram. The second point is that we have the various opinions regarding how much of Kriya Shema requires Kavana. We have 4 different opinions. We have the first Pasuk of Shema. Then we have the first 3 Psukim up to including Aluva Vecho. Then we have the first Parsha and then the first 2 Parshios. So 4 different opinions in terms of how much of Shema actually requires Kavana. So first we have don't call Avraham Avram. And then we have how much of Shema requires Kavana. And finally, the third point is that we're taught that anyone who prolongs the pronunciation of the word Echad, one in the Shema will have Arichas Yami Mishanim, who have his days and years prolonged. Ruchia taught, it's long enough if one can mentally acknowledge Hashem's Malchus, his kingship, over the heavens, the earth, and over the 4 directions of the skies. So once again, the 3 points are, one should not call Avraham Avram. We have the 4 different opinions as to what requires Kavana when reading the Shema. What's the first Pasuk, the first 3 Psukim, the first Parsha, the first 2 Parshios. And finally, anyone who prolongs the pronunciation of the word Echad will have Arichas Yami Mishanim. Ruchia says it's enough, or long enough, if you mentally acknowledge Hashem's Malchus, his kingship in heaven, earth, and over the 4 directions of the skies. All right, so now the siman. So our standard siman for Daf Yud Gimel is going to be a bar mitzvah boy. So what's our siman for today? So you have this bar mitzvah boy. He opens up his new siddur embossed with the name Avraham on the front, not Avram, Avraham. And he opens up the Shema and he says with great kavana, and he's prolonging the echad for over a minute. So once again, in slow motion, you have the bar mitzvah boy. He opens up his new siddur embossed with the name Avraham and not Avram, right? You're supposed to call Avraham Avraham and not be over a mitzvah's aseh or los aseh by calling him Avram. He opens up the Shema and he says with great kavana, that's the kavana for Shema, depending on how much kavana you need, and it's prolonging the echad for over a minute. And the idea that prolonging the echad gives you arichas yamim v'shanim, a length of days and years. That's our siman. All right, so now it's time for our 4 blot back chazar beginning in Daf Tes. The siman for Daf Tes is the teapot, so we have the Malchokas where the carbon pesach must be eaten before Chatzos or until the morning, and it's based on the pshat in Shas Chipazon, the time of haste. Is that the haste of the midstream to get Bnei Israel out, which occurred at night, or the haste of Bnei Israel to leave, which was in the morning? Then we have the mission to discuss the proper time to recite Kriya Shema in the morning, and the Gemara concludes it's when one can recognize a friend at a distance of 4 amos. And finally, one should always try to greet a Jewish king. Even greeting a non-Jewish king is valuable, so in Olam Haba or in the future, we'll be able to better appreciate the kavod, the honor given to a Jewish king. Then we go to Daf Yud. So Daf Yud, the siman is a Yid. The 3 points are, we learn from the times that David HaMelech stated Barchi Nafshi, the 5 times, then the Shem is compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu in 5 different ways. We also learn a person should never give up hope, no matter how dire the situation is. Even if a sword is placed on his neck, you should never refrain from praying for mercy. Afil Cher Chada, Menachez Al Tzvaro, Shal Adam Al Yimna Atzma Min Arachamim. And finally, one should not eat before he davens. That's learned from Lo Sochu Adam. You may not eat upon the blood, which teaches you may not eat in the morning before you pray upon your own blood, before praying for your well-being. Then we go to Daf Yadav. So the simple Daf Yadav is stars. And the first point is, we have the Malchokas of Kriya Shema. What position must it be recited in, or does it require position? According to Beis Shammai, Kriya Shema at night must be recited lying down, in the morning standing up. According to Beis Hillel, Shema can be recited in any position. Then we have the number of brachas for Kriya Shema, maybe 3 in the morning and 4 in the evening. And finally, Birchas HaTorah, we learn that since there's different versions in the Gemara of Birchas HaTorah, we recite them all before beginning to learn. And finally, Daf Yud Beis, our Simfer Yud Beis, are 12 brothers. So we learn about the Aseret Sedirbos. The Chazal sought to establish the practice of reading the Aseret Sedirbos before reciting Kriya Shema in the morning, as it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. They want to do that outside in the provinces, but they soon abolished it because of Tarumas HaMinim, the fear that the heretics would convince the ignorant that the rest of the Torah is false. It didn't come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, they wanted to include Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema because it includes a reference to lying down and getting up, but they didn't do so because of Tircha de Tzibura, the burden it would impose on the congregation because it's very, very long. And then we have 5 reasons why Parshas Tzitzis was included in the Shema. And the symbol for that is we have 12 brothers, and they're carrying these posters of the Aseret HaDibros and proudly wearing their tzitzis out. Right now we're concluding with our pop quiz. So where do we learn out that you say all the nuschos of the Birchas HaTorah? That's on Duff? Yud Aleph. Great. Question number two. Where do we learn out that the earliest time for the morning Shema is when one can recognize his friend from four amas away? That's on Duff? Tess. Excellent. Where do we learn about Hashem's tefillin? That's on Duff? Vav. Question number four. Where do we learn out that Chazal want to include Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema? That's on Duff? Yud Beis. Terrific. Number five. Where do we learn out that since the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem only resides in the Dalet Amos of Halacha? That's on Daf Ches. Great. Question number six. Where do we learn that one should not call Avraham Avram? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Question number seven. Where do we learn out there are five different reasons why Parshat Tzitzis was included in Shema? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Question number eight. Where do we learn out that the Malkok is whether one should be Soma Ge'ula Tefila at Marv? That's on Daf Dalet. Question number nine. Where do we learn out that the minhag to say Aseret HaDibros before Shema was abolished outside the Beis Hamikdash because of Terumas Amin, because of the heretics? That's on Daf Yud Beis. And question number 10. Where do we learn out that one should be Marach the Echad? They should lengthen the Echad in Shema. That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Great. So we've concluded for today. I just wanted to mention that the coaching session is going to mark the Siyum of the first Perek and prepare us as we move forward. Also, if you want to get the deluxe version of Zichru, meaning you want to get the PDFs for the Simanim, the Perek Learning Maps, as well as a week review sheet and quiz, you can either sign up at zichru.com or you can join the WhatsApp group at 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.